This is the introduction to the Grade 5 online conference. This is Eugene Schwartz, and I want to welcome you all warmly to the Grade 5 online conference. For those of you who are new, I thank you very much for your willingness to embark on this journey to try out a very different way of learning about the fifth grade than one would experience in a live conference or a live workshop. And although there are certainly some things that we cannot replicate at all, there are other things that you may find are actually more effective when you experience them online. What people have found in particular is that they can leave the room if they need to in the middle of a conference just by pushing the pause button. I assure you my feelings are not hurt as they would otherwise be if I saw you doing that in a live conference when you stepped out of the audience for a while. Secondly, even with the best of intentions, I will sometimes speak very quickly, even though I try to be perfectly clear. I will sometimes say things that might seem contradictory or a bit confusing. With the online conference, you have the possibility of replaying the lecture. And as you will also see, you can also engage in the telephone conversation and clarify things still further that way. So you don't have to be sitting there frantically taking notes and hoping that you didn't miss something while you were working on the previous sentence. You don't have to disturb the person sitting next to you, especially since nobody is sitting next to you, to ask them what they thought they heard. You can play any lecture as often as you want. So the ability to pause, to serve your children lunch, to take a break, answer the phone, whatever life may call upon, and the ability to repeat the lectures. I think those are two very advantageous aspects of this way of working. Something else that I would really encourage you to do is to individualize this conference. By that, I mean not only choosing the 10-day period, which is convenient to you, another advantage of something that just remains online at your disposal whenever you need it, but that although I've numbered the presentations, although I have a suggested way of approaching the subjects, and I have good reason for putting one class, one block in front of another. However, I encourage you just begin wherever you want and try it that way. You have enough time to go through this course two or three times. It depends on how long your wakeful day is. So you can try approaching the subjects in different ways. Think of your block rotation. Think of the subject that interests you most. Perhaps you've always loved botany. Start there. Perhaps you're really deeply interested in ancient history. Start there. So make this your own exploration as well and see what speaks to you. You'll also see, especially those of you who took the fourth grade online conference last year, that the Grade 5 conference is organized differently. For one thing, rather than 1 hour, 1 1/4, sometimes even 1.5 hour lectures, you'll see that a given subject is perhaps broken up into a group of 3 or 4 shorter lectures, 15, 20, 25 minutes long. Rarely does anything go as long as half an hour. I've done this so that it's easier for you to backtrack and find specifically something that you're looking for instead of having to go through the entire lecture, fast-forwarding, reversing until you've found it. Also, This way, you have more of a chance to breathe, rather than have to follow a long, long train of thought. You'll be able to take in, I won't call them sound bites exactly, I hope there's more to them than that, but you will definitely be able to, you know, take in something that you can chew on, digest, and then, if you wish, immediately go on to what follows, or perhaps you just need a little bit of time to think about it. But I think that you will find that this shorter segmenting of lectures proves to be something that's helpful, and also that's really good in terms of going back again for reference later on. Although in all of the conferences that I do, live, online, whatever, in lectures that you may have heard me give in other contexts about the grades, there's always there implicitly the three questions. What do I need to teach this block? How am I going to teach it? And I also hope for you always living there is the question of why. Why do they need to learn this at this age? In this conference and in conferences that online conferences that will follow, I'm going to make those questions more explicit and even organize the lectures according to those questions. So I will actually always begin with why. Why do we teach ancient cultures? Why do we teach geography of the native land? And so on. Then I will go on to what. What is the content? What are some good books and perhaps online references that could be of help? What are the materials you need to gather before you start? What should the classroom look like? Perhaps that might be another one of these what questions. And then lastly, the how. And I'll try to give, as I've been asked on other occasions, to give a sort of sample of how I would present this or that in a main lesson, and again, describing why I would do it. So, of course, it's never going to be a simple mechanical thing, because these three questions are wonderfully woven together. But by teasing them out, and particularly by putting the why first, I hope that that will give you the rationale that you need and even the perhaps spark new enthusiasm for one or another subject that you've not taught before or not even had much interest in before. So we'll see if this organizational change, the shorter lectures, although again, the content will be there. You'll have hours and hours of lectures, but more separated out, and also these questions will be separated out as well. And I will really appreciate feedback from you about how you find this to work. As far as navigating the internet, there is a written description on our webpage, and there's also a video, an instructional video showing you step by step how to go about it. Although we've had hundreds of people involved in many online courses and conferences, we have had very, very few technical problems. One reason for this, I hope, is the very user-friendly way in which everything is presented. I've tried to make it as simple and one or two click possible for you to move around. Secondly, is also in general just the technological improvements. Most of you probably have broader broadband than you had 3 or 4 years ago. You probably have a newer computer. You have a browser that works with much greater rapidity and dependability. So I don't anticipate that you'll have any major problems. If you do, 610-906-7644. We're always happy to take your call. Usually it's a very simple matter in terms of helping you with a seemingly insoluble problem. And if it is indeed insoluble, we have alternative ways of getting the information and material to you. I am willing to fly from Pennsylvania, anywhere in the United States, by a private jet to be at your door and give you the personal lecture if need be. Unfortunately, you'll have to pick up the tab for all that, but we do have less expensive alternatives as well. So I hope that all of this by way of introduction is helpful. Again, I thank you for your willingness to give this a try. I think you're going to find it will be a very helpful way of getting prepared for the year. And I hope that there in the comfort of your home or on your vacation, surrounded by your family, eating your own food and sleeping in your own bed, what more could you want? And yet you still are able to get the content for the upcoming year. So thank you very much. We'll be talking to each other now and then in the phone conferences, and very best wishes for the year to come.